We are learning Mesechtes Ksubis, Taf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the brand new parak, parak Anoisei Asiisha. Zok the Mishnah, Anoisei Asiisha, Uposki Imoi, Kidei Shiyozun, Esbita Chomei Shonim. A man marries a lady, and she has a daughter from a previous marriage, and they make up that he's going to support her for 5 years. Allah is Chayiv Lezoyne Chomei Shonim. He's Mechoyiv, he made up, he's Mechoyiv to support her, give her Mezoynis for 5 years. What the Chiddush is, we'll see in the Gemara. Nisis la'achar, let's say they get divorced within those 5 years, and now she marries someone else. Upaski imoi kidei shiyozun esbita chomei shonim, and with the second husband also she makes up that he will support her for 5 years also, for this daughter. So now it's like double dipping. The halacha is the first one is still chayiv lezoyna chomei shonim. And lo yoyim harisha, the first one shouldn't say, you know, when she's here, when my wife is here, I'll support her. But now that she left me, why should I support her? He brings the mezoinus to her, to the place of the ima. They shouldn't both get together, two husbands, and say, you know, the former husband and the current husband, we will both give a zonis. I'll give 50%, you'll give 50%. One gives the mezoinus, one gives the money of the mezoinus, because they both rechayim themselves for 5 years. Nisus abal, nisus, let's say she gets married. Let's say this daughter, who is getting free mezoinus for 5 years, she gets married. Habal noisin lo mezoinus, her husband is mechuyev to give her mezoinus. Vehein, and both those former husbands of the mother, or not former ones, it could be actual husband right now, vehein noisin lo mezoinus, they give her the money for mezoinus, because now she's getting mezoinus from her current husband, the daughter is getting from her husband. Mesu, let's say the husband dies. This is back to the first case where Anoisei Asiisha and Poskim Kedeish Yozim. Let's say the first case, someone marries the Isha with a daughter. He has a stepdaughter. He made up to support the stepdaughter for 5 years, and then he died. So the halacha is, B'nei Sehem, his real daughters that are getting the Mezoinis Medin, Benin, Nukvin, which is Adin in the Ksuba, the Tanai Ksuba, the daughters his wife have together, those daughters, he is mechuyev to support them after he dies. Even though while they're alive, we learned earlier in the Masechta, he's not mechuyev, but once he dies, they eat from the nechassim, even though they're not Yerush, they're brothers, still they get from the nechassim. But the halach is, they don't collect from the Shabbatim, like the Mishnah says in Masechta's Gittin, that Eimet Sin Lechilas Peirais, they don't take from Mechasa Shabbatim for the Mezoinis. But this stepdaughter who got it, who made up to get support for 5 years, she does collect from Mechasa Shabbatim. Why? Because she's like a Baal HaZchayv. And Rashi right now learns Pshat is because since she has like a star, so this is really like a Chayv. It's not a Din Tanai Bezdin, it's a Chayv. And since it's a Chayv, therefore you collect even from Mechasa Shabbatim, because by a star, there's a Chayv and you collect from Mechasa Shabbatim. Hapichim, the Pichim, when they made this shtar that's mechayiv them to support the stepdaughter for 5 years, they put in a stipulation that only while he is married to her are we going to support that daughter. But if there's a divorce, then he's not going to support it. In this way, he wasn't mechayiv like for 5 years, no matter what, only while they were married. But if he dies or she dies or they get divorced, then he won't support them. That's the Pichim wrote in this Tanai. Ad kan the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off now with a machlekes, and then the Gemara is trying to bring a rai from our Mishnah to this machlekes. Itma, we have a machlekes. And in this sugya, there's a lot of different pshatim and rishonim. We're going to go with Rashi and Tosfos' pshat, and sometimes you need the Maram Shif or the Shita Mekubetzes to help you explain it, but we're going to go with Rashi and Tosfos' pshat. Itma, ha'im l'chaveir chayev ani l'chamana. A person tells his friend, you know, I'm chayev your money. Remember, I owe you $100. Once he says that in front of two edim, he's chayiv. Two edim hear him saying that, he's chayiv. Shlok is on a potter. Shlok is no, you're potter. That doesn't mean anything. Just because you're moida, you're chayiv, it's not enough. So what's the case? Hechidam. Idom lahu atim edim. If he turned to edim and said, you are the edim, my time is shlok is a potter. Why fear shlok is a potter? It's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says that if you say atim edai and you're moida for edim, then they chayiv. So what's the problem with shlok is? Hello, you didn't say my time is Rabbi Yechonon. What's Rabbi Yechonon? Then become a chayiv. Why should be chayiv? He can say mashat ani bach, like it says in that Gemara. Also, he can say I was just joking. So that one, I told you a chayiv. I was joking. I never pointed at him. So Gemara loyalam the loykamul atmeidai. Did not say atmeidai. And really now that's we understand Rosh Lakish. Why you potter? You didn't say atmeidai. You can say mashat ani bach. I'm joking. So what's Rabbi Yechonon? Why you chayiv? Why for Yechin Chayv? Welcome, my Eskinon. The Amalei Chayv Nilchamana Ani Lachamana B'Shtar. He wrote it in a star. They wrote it in a star, Reuven wrote in the star to Shimon, I owe you $100. I owe you, I might owe you $100. And they handed over that star in front of Edom. Now, he didn't sign the star, so it doesn't have a din of a star. Because if he signs a star, there's a din called Ksav Yado. If he signs a star, then it has a same power as a star. But here he didn't sign in it. So, but that, here just is a piece of paper. It says, I am Chayiv, and he gave it in front of Edom. So Rabbi Yechonam Chayiv, why? Alima milsa the star, command omlat meidai. Dummy. You can't say I'm making a joke. When you write something in a star already, it's just as strong as saying Atam Eidai. Rastakas Amar Potter, Loyal Libra Mosadashtara, it's not as strong as Atam Eidai. And just writing a piece on a paper, given from Aiden, that's nothing, it's the same problem. You didn't say Atam Eidai, doesn't help anything. That's the Machalikas Yerachan Rastakas. So let's try to bring some rise to this Shiloh, the Machalikas. Machalikas Yerachan Rastakas is, if you Machayiv yourself without Atam Eidai, you just write it in a star, is that enough or not? Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Nois isha poski imay lozum es bita chomish onim. The halacha is in our Mishnah that if someone marries a lady and he makes up with her to support the daughter for 5 years. Chayiv lezoina chomish onim. He is chayiv to support her for 5 years. So that's the halacha. Now, like Rashi points out, what's the chiddush? If he makes up 5 years, yeah, you chayiv to pay for 5 years. What's the chiddush? So my lava must be kai gavna. The case was that we didn't have edus about that upmach, that thing that they made up, that deal that they closed. We don't have any documentation on it. But a year into the marriage, he was married in front of Adam and said, you know what, I was Machai for 5 years. And not only that, he wrote it in the star. So there, we see in our Mishnah, that was the Lachi Chai, that's the Chiddush. So it's a riot of Yechonim, because what else is the Chiddush for our Mishnah? Zoktumar Lohi. No, the story Psikta. I'm just talking about story Psikta. They talking about when people get married, they write something called the Tanoim. We have it these days, we do it a little late, but the Tanoim means that both sides are machayed themselves to bring certain things into the marriage. Pay for the chasana, the clothing, the furniture, whatever it is. It's called story Psikta. And here, you wrote story Psikta, but the Chiddush is that even though you didn't make a Kinyan, it's still the Schayiv vs. Schal. Because Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav, Kama atanuysen lebincha kachukach. Kama atanuysen lebitcha kavakach. Each side says, how much you giving for your son? This much. How much you giving for your daughter? This much. Omdu vekitchu. They stood up and made a kedushin. Kanu. They kind of this is chayvus. Hein hein advarim nikkim ba'amira. Even though all it is just amira, but those are advarim haniknim ba'amira. Those are things that work by amira without any type of real formal kinyan like chalipin. Just it's kinyan. We'll see what the reason is. It's nikkim ba'amira. It's like form. That's the chizra mishta. You wrote this. We're handling over here paskimai. He did it with B'Shas when they did the Shidduch. And those are the things that are nicknamed by Amir, and that's the Chiddush for our Mishnah. That's the Chiddush for our Mishnah. Not that we're talking about a case where he was Moideh, he was Chayiv something. So that wasn't a right. Let's try another right. Toshima says in a Mishnah in Mesechtas Becharis, talking about a Bechar, Kosav L'Koyin, Shani Chayiv L'Chomish Shlom. He writes to the Koyin, I am Chayiv, you 5 Shlom. The Loch is Chayiv L'Chomish Shlom, you Chayiv to give 5 Shlom. U'benoyin Nepadi. But the child for the Pidyon HaBen is not Padi. Why not? So the Gemara now assumes the Pshat is like this, because when he writes that I'm Chayev Yucham Yishloam in a star, that's Lefi Rabbi Yechonon, it's called a case of Moide Chayev. And basically he's saying is, you know, I owe you $5 from my mall. I owe you $5, I owe you 5 Shloam, and that's not dollars. I owe you 5 Shloam from a different time. So now, if you pay up those 5 Shloam, you're paying it up because I owe it to you, and not because of Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, B'nai Yenei Padi. So what do you see? If you learn like our shlokas that it wasn't that star means nothing. So why, if I give you money, shouldn't it be a pidyon? That star is nothing. Elamai, that star is something. It's called a schayvus of hayda of being moida, and therefore the $5 I'm giving is for that. So the Gemara, shani asked him a shubid lo mederaisa. There, the Gemara answers no. It's not there with you moida that I owed you money. When I say I am chayiv you 5 shlom, it's the reason why that works. That star is because I am taka chayiv to you mederaisa after din of pidyon aben. What do you have to write it for? You're already chayiv from the Torah. You don't have to write anything. So the market levar al koyin to pick out which koyin give it to. If that's the case, benoyah mayin padi. Why taka isn't the child padi? Until now we said pshat is because you're paying it for the chayiv. But now the whole chayiv was mekayach the din that you have to do pidyon haben. So why shouldn't it be padi when you give the money? Why shouldn't it be padi? The loss in padi was mashma that it was never padi. You didn't have to give you the money. So my answer is kedu'ula. You're right. Really, it should be chal. It should be chal, depending on the bed. But here kedu'ula. Don't move the batari or padi. Really, it works. Like a sheet when you give the money. In my time, I'm running padi. Why do you say it's not padi? Gzeir, shem, yer, repaid, mishtaris. People will see this, will think, you're allowed to just start chayiv to be paida a firstborn son. Because the halacha is that you have to use dafka sloim, and you can't use avodim, you can't use staris, and you can't use karka, you can't give a piece of real estate. What's a star? Star is a note that says someone owes me money, which is worth money. And it can be worth more than 5 sloim. If I give it to a kohen, it does not work. And someone sees this transaction happening, they think you're doing it with a star, and therefore they said nothing doing. If you write this in a star, then you pay money, it does not work, because xer shem yom pay the star is. So Rava tries to say nothing. Maybe it's Mechlekes Tanayim. Maybe Mechlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish Mechlekes Tanayim. We have here a halacha brought down in Mesechtes Gittin over here. It's a Mesechtes Barbasra, Mesechtes Barbasra. It talks about an Arev. Arev is a cosigner. So here we have a star. There was a complete star. But as opposed to the star, after the whole star, it says, Arev Hayyitse. After the chisim star, after the chasima, under it says that, you know, me, Levi, I'm a orev I'm a cosigner on this loan. Halacha is goyim nechasim necharim. Halacha is that's a good arvis, it's a good cosigner, but it can't get collect from a shavadim. Why? Because it was not really in the star. It was written after the chasima star. And ma'aseh b'alfin Rabbi Shmuel v'amar goyim nechasim necharim. It's like a ma'aseh like that. Rabbi Shmuel said paskin they collect from nechasim necharim. Omli bananas. No, but that's August. Ain't a guy v'loy min achasim bnei chayim, v'loy min achasim mishvadim. You don't collect from bnei chayim or mishvadim. You don't collect it at all. So what's pshat? So the way that Rav Shif learns like this. So this is the first machlekes really right now. The way we're learning, Rav Shmuel ben Anas. Rav Shmuel held that alone that I wrote in this star that I am a arev is like someone saying I'm moida, I'm chayiv you money, and that. But now he says, no, that's not called being moida. Just write something in a star. You have to have either signature or atem edai. But then he says back to him, Amaloi, Lama. Okay, good, you're right. There's no Eschaivis, but let it be, there's no Haidah, but let it be Eschaivis from now on. Why not? Amaloi, so he answered, no. That I became an Arv right now, from now and on, which Arvis is Chal, because if I take responsibility, I can have an Arv. Bishlam Haidah is the Tali before, but Arvis works. If I say I'm Chayiv, I am co-signing something, that alone is Eschaivis. So he says, why not? You have here with the malve who wants his money and he's choking his friend saying, I need money. You tell him, I'll pay you up. The loch is potter. He didn't lend him because I said to trust him. So it's different. If I just see the guy is stuck and I'm saying, oh no, I'll take care of it, that's not enough. It has to be that he's giving, the schaivus happens when he gives the halva on my word. I say, you know, give him halva, I'll take care of it. But if he gave the halva already, it doesn't work anymore with the arvis now. So right now, the way the Ram Shif learns that there's two machlekes in here. One machlekes is the schaivus in the star, the haidah. Is that called a haidah? It's one machlekes. Another machlekes says, could I be mischayev myself from mekan labah from now and on? So the Gemara says, lema Rav Yechon adam k'Rav Yishmol. Maybe Rav Yechon says chayev holds like Rav Yishmol, that just writing in the star, that's a haidah and you chayev. But Rav Shlokish holds potter, adam k'Venanis, holds that writing star is not enough. So the Gemara says, no, aliba de Venanis, kuli am maloi pligi. Ki pligi aliba de Rav Yishmol, which means like this. According to Venanis, Rav Yechon definitely does not shtim with Venanis. Why? Rav Yechon holds that you, when you write something in a star, you're chayiv. But Nanas holds, even by an Arev, which is always a stronger Shibud, because Arev, the Shibud of an Arev is the Araisa. It says, Anoiche Arvenu by Yehuda, and he said he'll take responsibility for Binyamin. So that's a Araisa, like Rashi speaks out. And even if that's not enough of his chayiv, so it's poshid that here will not be enough of his chayiv. So he says, that's for sure, Rabbi Yechon is not shtim with Bananas. He has to go like Rabbi Shmuel. That's for sure. Rabbi Yechon has to be like Rabbi Shmuel. Ki pligi, alibu de Rabbi Shmuel. The argument is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shlokas says, no, I can even shtim with Rabbi Shmuel. I'd come to Rabbi Shmuel, hasam al shayach le shibud de raisa. Because there it's possible to have a shibud de raisa, and therefore, I can mechayim myself as a arev. But here it's not shayach to have any shibud de raisa. Which means like this. According to the Ram Shif, the Gemara is being chayzer. There's no two machlekesim anymore. The Gemara holds, and therefore there's no shaykhis to Rabbi Shmuel and Benanis anymore, because they're not arguing about haidah anymore. Everyone agrees maybe that haidah is nothing. The machlekes is, the second thing, if a star that was not chosum, Could it be? Can you make a new hischayvus now without the chasimah? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds, since I can make a new hischayvus, I write an arvus, I can make a hischayvus because I can make a shibud because I can say I am taking responsibility for this loan. According to Ben Anas, you can't do that, and that's the machlekes, and therefore has no shaykes to our sugya where the machlekes was. Where you make a hoidah, is it a good hoidah or not a good hoidah?